Well, thank you, Catherine. They do sound to be quite long-term projects that apply in the region. My question for you was, are you going to be continuing to support Mexico, or are you then moving on with other countries in the region?
I think we're certainly committed to working with Mexico and to looking to see how some of that work can be further developed in terms of tools that could be used elsewhere in the region.
Thank you very much. And certainly the idea of fact-finding to understand the context better is an important tool to really knowing how each country can be assisted with the development of these asylum capacity systems.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Well, I'd now like to move then to the second of our examples. And this time we have Niger and France. And if I can begin by welcoming Mr. Ibrahim Malangoni of Niger, from the Ministry of Interior, Public Security, Decentralization and Customary and Religious Affairs, Director General for Civil Status, Migration and Refugees, and the Coordinator of the National Eligibility Commission. Over the last 2 years, Niger has been receiving support from different countries in relation to its national asylum system. So my question is, what type of support has Niger received so far, and from which countries to strengthen its systems? And what are your priorities for the future?